truth is, the morale in different places learns different pshatim, altered pshatim. Not really easy task.
Sorry, what's the question?
So, Peter, maybe repeat the question.
The question was in Sefer Ochadash. So there, the Indian we spoke about last, he doesn't take the Gemara's Kapshutan, whatever exactly they mean, on the Ptimistika level, that's the way he takes them. But then there's a Baral Ochadash, which he takes like the man who breastfed his children. He took that Kapshuto, that he actually grew breasts and fed the children. So that was the Kasha.
But when he speaks about that Gemara and Shabbos, he takes both possibilities into account. He says,
the first part he learns, like you said, like the Mahalach Yah from. But then the second part, he says, he just flips it all on his head and says, no, Kapshuto.
Right. He goes with both. I'm not sure why. In other words, in the piece that you showed me, he also doesn't give a sense of what happened that he sort of turned it around. I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, he doesn't say like Avul Nirad. He just kind of says and then he says this. So it's I just don't know. It's missing some connection. I'm not sure.
That's two different worlds. I don't know how they can exist side by side.
Well, in his, I think that is, in the morale's world, it doesn't really make a difference. The problem is not when it says, Marshall, that he grew breasts and he fed the baby. The problem of it being kipshuto or not is not because it's impossible or whatever it is. It's more a question of, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do something like that or not? What does the Gemara mean? He's not starting for us, you know, for people who have a problem with these agaritas, usually starting with a point that, wow, this is crazy, it can't be. So we've got a pshat with there that's kind of a just a metaphor, and that's great. He doesn't have that problem. So immediately he's not coming, it doesn't bother him. Even if the story happened exactly the way it says, it still is not significant except for the content of it. So to the morale, let's give a marshal. Let's say I'm a speaker, and I'm trying to illustrate a point. So if I use a story to illustrate the point, whether or not the story happened or it's an anecdote, as long as it brings out the point well, that doesn't really make a difference. So in the morale, the point of the Chazal is always the content. So it's just a question, it's kind of taking care of a detail almost, whether this event occurred in fact, or it just occurred at a certain level that he's writing about. In the morale's world, neither, to even if the event happened exactly as a nace, you know, where the physical reality changed, what's important is to understand why would it change, and what was going on over here, and so on. So the lemaise of it is really, really not that different.
But there is a big lemaise. I mean, I don't know today, but it's just how the bria's mishtane. Even though it's true the lomdus comes out either way, but it's a huge daf gemina.
Correct. And the truth is that I guess in the Gemara there is not much of an indication one way or another. You know, it's not. Is that something which is, you know, the Gemara can go either way well, and then the question is, so he feels comfortable using either one. I don't know, you know, I the fact that he offers both Shoshim, he goes back and forth on it, and his only shaila is sort of in the language of the Gemara, which way it works, that point I see from it, that it doesn't make a difference in the content to him.
Okay.
Okay, let's go. One second. Okay. We're holding here in. Just to make sure I have the thing on. Yes. Okay, we're holding here in the nesipta of the last piece, actually. Operekam de gitten. Shalach le mar ukfer abalaza bnei adam ha'indim alai. There were people that were antagonizing Marukva, and he said, "I have, I can have the Malchus take care of them." Certit v'kosav lei. So that's actually why Mor brings it. He wrote him back a reply, a pasuk, but he used certit. Amarti eshmer chatoy bol sheni, eshmer fi machsoin, boid rosh elenegdi. I said to myself, I will refrain from speaking. I will put a barrier to my mouth, even as the Rasha is opposing me. Al pish Rasha negdi eshmer fi machsoin. Sholachlei. So then he sent him back. Komitzar lituvit. They're really, really getting on my. They're really hurting me. V'loy metzina de ekim behu. And I can't. So Lotzidikamu means either I don't think I can oppose them, or I don't think I can stand up. In other words, it's bothering me. So he says, Shalach le, so he says, Shalach le, so he sent him back, Doim l'Hashem v'schoyle, it's a pasuk, and be absolutely silent to Hashem v'schoyle le, and hope for him. And he will take care of them. He will kill them out. And so he then translated the practical lashonis. Hashkin varlem beis medrash. Why don't you go to beis medrash more? You know, go to beis medrash earlier, later. Beim kolim aleim, and they will disintegrate. Adavi atzir v'lozen asu legnev bekulah. So sure enough. They put the Geneva into jail. So now he says, what is that? So it has tangentially, it has something to do with bitachon in the sense of bitachon versus enemies. Pirush hakosuv shem yasel cha rosha ra hamtin l'shuas Hashem. If the rosha does bad, you wait for Yeshua's Hashem. So basically, it means to allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take care of it for him, and not to do it himself. That's one point. It's not the pshat. The Maral says, it's not the pshat, well, we have a difficult situation, don't do anything, and have a Kaddish Baruch Hu. In other words, in the first half of it, it sounds as if his basic answer was, well, let a Kaddish Baruch Hu take care of it. So he says, no, that's not the pshat. V'al kol pirushim b'shevil she'ev mashke ma'ar b'yis ha'medrish. Dem lo'i ken shach lo'im ad-doim, ki lo'am se'kaddish Baruch Hu yimcha mechamta v'yishtoik v'yasi shum dova, v'lo'am ha'kaddish Baruch Hu yimcha mechamta. The Ein Zerak Bishul Shu Mechamas Hashem, the Lomu Mechamas Hashem, Rak Mishu Mashkin Mar Bishamedrish, Lashem Isparach, the Kach Dove Zebatsmi Yegur Mishamapa Is Chalolim, Ki Dove Zenikra El Mishu Lashem Isparach Gam. So Ral says it's a Gemara, really wasn't two separate eights. He was clarifying, Avlozo was clarifying. That the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take revenge for you, will be the one to take your part, is because you're Mashkin Mariv. Now let's discuss a little bit what he says over here, and the point that he's making here. First of all, there's a Shaila de Pshat. What does Mashkin Mariv Beis Medrash mean? The one pshat over there means that he should daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'scholel means miloshen like v'chal Moshe. He should daven Hashem. And so Hashem Aleim, one girsa in Tosfos is that we're talking about tefillah, and the person should daven HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's not Beis Medrash. But we base a Knesset, so I don't remember if the Lashon, or the second one is, Tosfos says that it's something which is a base medrash, means literally to learn. Now, the Maral's Knesset is as follows. Reb Chaim Shlomitz used to say over, I think Moshe Rabbeinu Saul Salanta, that he used to say this world is a very, very expensive hotel. In a hotel, you know, that little bottle of water that they set up for you, if you look at it closely, it's $5-6. You get charged for every little thing. So he said, this world is a very expensive hotel. We pay for everything. He says, the only eitzah is to travel on an expense account. In other words, if what a person is doing is all for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then automatically everything is provided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the Lashon from Rebbe Saul. In other words, we don't. The person needs. If a person's whole mahus is shayach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then everything that he needs, takes, gets, is not coming to him. It's coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just like if you're traveling for somebody on some sort of mission, obviously all the bits and pieces are going to be paid for by the office, by wherever you're traveling for. The expenses, the pay is up for grabs, but the expenses are obviously being covered. So here also, if the person turns himself into kol kula shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the problem will be removed. I would like to be medayik two things. One is, he says kometzarli tuva. He said they're being very, very mitzayim. Now, it's hard to, like, what are the madregas of tzar that we're talking about? What's mitzarli tuva? So I would venture to guess that the difference is whether or not he is suffering whether the problems that they're creating are staring him in his avodas Hashem or not. So the first part, he said they're a painful thorn in my side. So for that, he told him, don't do anything. Then he said, but the Kometzar Tuva means it's curtailing my activities. I can't do the things I'm supposed to do. So on those in Yanim, basically what he was telling him was, if you make yourself totally into an Eved Hashem, in other words, your whole mahus is just to do Avodas Hashem, then you're not going to... then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of it. That's one point. So the Kometzar Tuva means it's stirring me. The flip side of it is also that what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of is whatever is since it's stirring Yavoda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to take care of it because that's needed for Yavoda. He told him Hashkim Beharim Beis HaMedrash. The Lashon of Hashkim Vayim Beis HaMedrash is your learning should become timeless. When a person's Avodas Hashem is arranged like a clock, in a sense, this is Hashem's time, this is my time, so then the person's whole mahus is not a shliach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He has his own mitzvahs, and he also works for the other person. So then we say, okay, so you have your own private cheshbon, and for that private cheshbon, that's where the tzara comes in for whatever reason. But when he told him that, but when he said hashkin v'harei, means obliterate any sense of self, be kulei masav, and over there HaKadosh Baruch Hu be kulei masav. That is, I think, fits in well with what he's saying. There's another pshat that in the Chassidish is generally speaking about this, and the truth is the Maharal's next pshat is going to be not at all dissimilar. It says they bring a whole bunch of Chassidus Sfarim bring from Baal Shem Tov the following idea. If a person has people that are out to get him, then he needs to understand that this is because there's some sort of kitred on him, lamala. The Lashon that uses the dinim that are lamala, not a uncommon Chassidish Lashon. And he says, the Baal Shem said, and they're mislabish in people lamata. In other words, that kitrug becomes part of someone else's personality who has a megalgan chayva de chayav de personality, and that's why they come back to cause some distress. The Eitza is the Hashnavis Medrash is to learn the Pnimius of Torah, which is Das, and by learning that you will be Mis'ala Lamala to the Makam Achshava, and Makam Achshava is on Makam Dinim, and the Satan and Pegara won't interfere with it. Over there, just the world of Torah. It's a Siddur Shaloshim. I'll try a little bit to explain, maybe. In terms of let's take a simple mashal. A person does maisim. We can say his kavanas were pure. His maisim came out not quite the way they ought to be. We're mafchin between the maisim of the person and what he meant and what his kavanas and so on. The world of kitrugim. If a person is a good person, the world of kitrugim exists in his world of maisim, and that's where they come out, and they're there because the person hasn't done what he ought to do, or he's done what he ought not to do. But we're talking about the olam ha-maisim. If the person is misamik into the das of Torah, they talk mostly about the penimius of Torah. The lashon they use is that the gevuras fall away mitzaratzma. Let's just say it this way: when I'm misyachiv to a chelik of Torah that goes past the olam ha-maisim into olam ha-pnim, there's no real makom for kitruvim. The kitrugim are almost always having a chiza mitzad olam ha-maisa shabbat. So if I can get around it, you know, it's by a person being ma'amik more in Talmud Torah. In the big picture, what they're saying is a person learning more is able to tackle virus in a more shorishtik way, and the male they don't affect it. So here he is. All these people that he sees that are there to annoy him and to cause him distress and so on, all these people really are manifestations of his averus, the things that he's doing not right and so on. The eighth of it is to be misamic in Torah, and that will bring him back to a darga before where these people are holding. That's what said of the Lashon. Again, they use Chassidish Lashon, which is, I guess, fair enough. And they speak about that the olam hadas there's no dinim, and the mela, it's going to ben is going to be vatal the dinim. It's close enough to what we said to use that pshat. It's a little bit of a different blush. That's all it is. The Maral says. So he says both of them have to do with seichel, and then we know that as mocham is chamas Hashem. What he's referring to is to what we said before. what he said before, he said the mahalach over here is dafke Talmud Torah. So his question is, what's the, you know, he said we have to do something. Doesn't mean not do anything, means Shabbos Baruch Hu. So the Gemara is now sharpening it and saying the dafke with Talmud Torah, because that gives it to him. It's a similar mahalach. Bitochen is only shayach when you are in the world close to Baruch Hu. So I think the bottom line of it is, you can't demand. Bitochen means demanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal intervention in X, Y, or Z. The personal intervention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shayach only to the darga that the person is holding. And we said before, the mashal, it's not pleasant or comfortable to speak to somebody to do something if it's not shayach to him. So if it's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's time, and especially when we said that it shter him to do avodas Hashem, so he said the way to do it is to be shayach kula to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Torah, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help. And there's another chassidish of pshat that I think this is kind of more what one would expect conventional chassidus, about the fact that he said, what can I do to help them? And he said, be mispalel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have them, will make it. You know, as he told him, you should hashkan atoshesh to be mevakesh rachim on them. And they bring a story, they call mevasa, and I'm saying tzayfim, and all these, the Siddish Shalom, they say that there was somebody in Lublin where the Rebbe was giving him Musar, and David Lulliver told him, if you want to try to bring your Shemayim with him, you should daven on him. It's very nice, you know, it's a kind of nice Chassidish shot, but I think there's an akuda of emes over here, in the sense that our hisyachsus to the other person who is doing wrong and or attacking us because of it is only coming from our side, as we're being very, very distressed on the situation. What you do, it's not good, it's not good, it's not good, and so on. It's us against them. The question now is, but there's another side to it. This other person himself is losing out a lot. So what do I do with him? And that he told him that you should hashkevare aleihem, aleihem meaning to be mispala on them. That's recurrent a lot. But in terms of, I think an important point, in terms of what he's saying over here in Bitochen, you find a lot of times in the Gemara, you know, that so-and-so lifted up and his hands are broken, he said, that everything I did was not a kvoidi, like kvoid beisavi, elof HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod. The reason for that is because the only time a person has a right to invoke HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly is if it's a tzarchi shemayim. So if somebody is annoying me, and what's driving me to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene is the fact that he's annoying me and I don't like to be annoyed, then that's called being moisa din l'shamayim, and that's not good. You're not allowed to schlep HaKadosh Baruch Hu into your fights and have him pick a side. So over there it doesn't work. But if it's something where I want to try and create a chesed machon Torah, a tefillah, whatever it is, and it's not going, so over there, my bakasha is simply for the good of the mission I'm supposed to do, not because I'm having a problem, not having a problem, because then that's calling for extraordinary help, whether call it Moshe Dima Shemayim or Nisim, whatever it is, and that's where we have a problem. Masha'im came, if what we're doing is Kula Shem Shemayim, and it's all there, and the other people are just kind of being mitzvahed, the other people are staring their Avodas HaKodesh, then it's then we can do it Kol Kula for that. I want to add a nekuda about, one of the tricky questions is, in that small sliding scale of going from bitachon to shishtadlus. We have stories, something like my brother-in-law, of Nassim Tzvi, who really, really, if I were to use business terminology for the yeshiva, I would say he was leveraged out. He undertook all sorts of things when it was very, very unclear from a seichel point of view that it would actually be where the money would come from. It was kind of frightening many times. Is it right to imitate that? Is it right for a person to walk into a town and say, okay, I've decided I'm doing X, Y, and Z. It's all bitachin. It's Rav Nosson Tzvi had bitachin. That's how I got the mir. I'm doing this, this, and that. The answer is, it's only as valid as the sense that you have of being selfless, that it's kula l'shamayim. If it's kula l'shamayim, and you can honestly say, I didn't do it not for kvoidi or not kvoidi base, everything like that, then that's what I'm hugging. So Masha'ink, and Rav Nosson Tzvi, because of everything, I think one can honestly say that a person like that could have had that agasha. But if that's not our agasha, and we're living really in a world that includes us and our needs and our pleasures, then you don't have the right to do that at all. That's pashit. The moment you take something for yourself, then you know it's no longer an expense account, and Akadosh Baruch Hu knows, and people also down deep know. People down deep have an idea of being able to evaluate themselves. Can I really say that I have nothing of mine here? No enjoyment, no pleasure, it's all a Shemayim, and therefore it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's doing. I don't know. I remember once, it was a stark, Reb Nachum had multiple sclerosis, and the illness got progressively worse, and it took its toll, both in terms of his ability to move around, then his memory, and so on. But he once made a remark. He said something about, I guess that you people were not zeicher to have me more, or something like that. And he said, because I have nothing of my own. And he lived it, and he felt like that. It just wasn't the words that he lobbed across, to give us a guilt feeling. He really, really felt that he didn't have anything of his own. Not gashmias, not ruchnias, he didn't care if people said over his Torah, their name, and so on. He was totally oblivious to it. His musig was, everything is for the tzibur of London. And if I don't have it anymore, they for every reason, want zeicher to it. That was his attitude. It was very. So here also, if the person is mischelul Hashem, the meaning, everything that he has is completely overturned. Well, that's why learning, he says, is a davar sichli, meaning it's got nothing to do with the world here. It's kol kula Hashem. So then he also is able to get then a kashbrochu. Then it becomes a kashbrochu's war. because there's nothing of self over here. There was somebody, one of the Chazanish's nephews, wrote a sefer at the age of 19 or 20. A halacha sefer. And the Brisker Rav attacked it. Brisker Rav really, really was annoyed by it. He said some words about it. So the Chazanish's sister came to him, and she was very upset. And she's, you know, like it's her son, and, you know, and he's upset this and that. So the Chazanish told her, listen, the Brisker Rav is not going to start up with a 9-year-old. He's way too smart for that. He said, the Rav is starting up with me, because all the Pesachim there were written according to Chazanish, the Chazanish liked it, the Chazanish gave it a Askam and so on. He said, he's writing about me. You should be thrilled that when he wants to pick a fight with me, it's your son that he picks as a person to fight with. That was when your Muhammad becomes Hashem's Muhammad, that's when it's like a Shmuel who's Isaac. So, but a person has to be very real about it. There's a tremendous possibility to fool yourself into it. But that's what he's saying over here. If it's emes, there's a midi magneto about being about Akash Baku taking care of you, because you have nothing of your own except everything that's his. I want to add another nekuda about this doing everything with Hashem Shemayim and so on. In many mitzvahs, doing a little is prorated. So if I do a little chesed instead of giving X, I give you half of X. So fine. So that's a half a chesed. It's great. If I learn one sugya instead of two sugyas, so it's something. And there's, you know, that's definitely something valuable. But if the difference between an evet and a workaholic is the 10 minutes a day they can take for himself. If I have the freedom to, and if I take X amount of time for myself, then even if it's 23 hours the rest of it, I'm still working for myself. An Eved has zero time for himself. If the Adam gives him, he has it. But Be'etzim, there's no time for himself. It's very interesting. When we're very busy, or we're asked to do a lot of things, or, you know, in many different contexts, we're upset, we fret, we're frustrated. The words somebody say, I can't do it now, I'm tired, or too expensive, or it's too tricky. But a lot of times, especially when you feel snowed in by a lot of things, you say, your expression will be, you know, am I not entitled to a moment for myself? And the sense is, if we have a moment for ourselves, then the rest of the day is there because we want it to be there. If I don't have the moment for myself, then I'm an Eved in that sense. So the difference between being totally in it or being someone in it is all the world difference in this point. At this point, if it's Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it for him, but he has to be Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%, or else he's not Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is his own person doing wonderful things for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that sense where you're entitled, like the soldier that fights for the king, gets all his provisions from the king. It's understood. So that's where it comes in. To do it totally all the time and so on and so forth. The Arishainim, the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, is most clearly articulates it when he speaks about the Shir Shal Goyim, which is the Yerusha B'Seis Elyon. He says the Hashgacha on a person of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hashgacha in the sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu stepping in and taking over for a person. As a person being saved unnaturally from a natural catastrophe depends on two things: the general madrig of the person and the vacuous in HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that particular moment. So if a person is a hundred tzaddik, but at that time he wasn't so dovid, so he's not saved as with that unnatural nace that the other person who was dovid in HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the events were unfolding, that he gets that tzola, whatever you want to call it. I want to add one more point to the Chazal itself. He asked him what to do. Under the color of the Malchus, he told him, that he asked him what to do further, and that's when he went and got it, and so on. That's when he told him to be Mashkin Marif. Generally speaking, when we lash back emotionally at somebody, and this is tricky understanding yourself. Somebody comes and makes a very pointed, unkind remark to me. The gut instinct is to push back hard, emotionally. I'm doing that because I'm affected by that person. This person has just, he's been rude to me. He's made a shmat of me, and so on and so forth, and we need to be able to yell back at him to right our boat. If a person is kula eved Hashem, then he's not shy to it. The key to not reacting in when a person is annoying me is how I look at it. The second time, Gamtzarli Tuvi meant their annoying is actually disrupting what I was supposed to do. So he was telling him, if it's only an emotional stress, then Doim Lashem is Chaylo. Person needs to be focused on Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is the Shofet Elyon. It should not be my concern. I should let HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of it. When I'm dealing with things that I need to do something about it, because it's more than just emotional, it's in fact destructive, then I need to do something about it. So the Dor HaShem Escholo is going specifically on this inyan, where I need emotional satisfaction, and therefore I need the person to tell me that he's I need to be honestly think that it's stirring my avodas Hashem, something is happening, I need to do something about it. Masha'in came if it's just annoying me, so there I need to learn not to be annoyed. The sense of right and wrong, how can a person get away with making my life miserable? The answer is, Hashem takes care of it. Okay, any questions? Any suggestions for next time, or?
What about Precious?
Okay, good. Now, next Thursday, I'm going in for Chas New York, so if there's an early option, that's good for everyone, good. If not, we'll have to wait for 2 weeks.
What's Wednesday night like?
Wednesday night, I think, is fine.
Yeah, so let's move it to Wednesday.
Wednesday night, okay. So Mitzvah Shem, okay. So Wednesday.
Okay, all the best.
Okay, take care, good Shabbos.
Good Shabbos, bye-bye.